Hello, friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Stranger spots handyman standing in hot sun begging for work and changes his life. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. When Kentucky handyman Robert Simpson suddenly found himself unemployed looking for work and homeless due to COVID-19, he took to the streets with a sign. He wasn't begging for money, but rather for an opportunity. And God sent a Good Samaritan to give him just that. Robert Simpson of Louisville, Kentucky, made ends meet for his family as a handyman, doing odd jobs around the area. But when the coronavirus pandemic hit, those odd jobs quickly dried up. Then, as a result of the pandemic, he lost his apartment. This forced him, his girlfriend, and their 6-year-old son into renting a motel room, just to have a roof over their heads. But clearly, this couldn't work as a long-term solution. "We have to pay rent every day," Robert said, getting emotional as he explained the situation. "And it costs $55 to $60 to stay there, and I'm running short on money." With nothing but a small disability check coming in each month, there simply weren't enough funds to make ends meet. So, the unemployed handyman looking for work took to the streets with a sign that read, "Handyman, 25 years experience, need work." Rob the handyman wasn't asking for money. He wasn't looking for a handout. He just needed someone to give him a chance to earn his keep. "I just thought I'd go out there and see if I could find a job," he explained. Rob stood on the side of the highway holding his sign for a week. The temperatures were scorching, but he braved the hot sun each day in the hopes of finding work. And his prayers were answered after someone took a photo of him and shared it on social media. Kyle Kark, the owner of Green Star Home Remodeling, saw Rob's photo online, and he decided to offer the unemployed handyman looking for work the chance he was seeking. "We just made the decision to have him come on," he said. "I don't know if we'll have something for him all the time, but we'll do what we can to help him get back on his feet." Kyle brought Rob on to help with some demolition work. Rob didn't even ask how much the job paid, he just showed up. And his varied background gives him just the range of skills needed for the remodeling field. "I started out as a painter, and then I became a landscaper, mechanical work, roofing, whatever I could make money at," the handyman explained. Since Rob doesn't have his own transportation, Kyle picks him up for work. And on the first day, he not only paid Rob for his work, but bought groceries for his family too. Rob proved he was willing to put in the time and effort to earn his keep, and that inspired Kyle to try and help him out even more. So he also started a fundraising campaign so others from the community could help this family get back on their feet. "Rob is a humble man and has not once asked for a dime he has not earned," Kyle wrote about the previously unemployed handyman looking for work. "But he and his family are without essential needs, such as a vehicle and a permanent place to stay. So it is Green Star's hope that you will join us in supporting our neighbor." The acts of kindness have gone such a long way for Rob. "That's God's work," he said when told about the money being raised for him and his family. Rob fully intends to put his all into working for Kyle for as long as Kyle has jobs for him. And after seeing Rob's dedication and drive, Kyle Kark is willing to do all he can to give the man a helping hand toward building a brighter future. "If he's coming to work and showing up and doing good work, and I got work for him, I'll definitely keep him on and help him any way that I can," he said. Sometimes all someone needs is to be given a chance. God is clearly working in both of these men, and we wish them all the best.
Hey, listeners, I want to ask you a question. Do you feel like your prayer life is stagnant or stale? Do you desire to make prayer a part of your everyday life? If you answered yes to either of those questions, then we've got a podcast for you. It's called Teach Us to Pray. The Teach Us to Pray podcast, hosted by Christina Patterson, walks you through simple, effective steps to grow the spiritual discipline of prayer in your life. When we grow in prayer, we grow closer to God. You can find the Teach Us to Pray podcast at lifeaudio.com or in your favorite podcast app. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
Cracker Barrel waitress jumps barbed wire fence to help screaming mom. Written and read by Alyssa Forsberg. Check out this incredible story of a Cracker Barrel waitress who jumped a barbed wire fence to help a screaming mom on the side of the highway. About a year ago, in July, I was following a server to a table with a tray, says Ashton, who is the hero of the story. She was passing out the first tray, and I was looking out the front window facing the interstate. I could see a lady pull off to the side at the exit. That's when Ashton first sees Agnes, the woman who stopped in the road begging for help. She was screaming for help, and I went running for the fence and got to the top. A couple was standing right there, and I told them to just push me over because of the barbed wire at the top, shares Ashton. Agnes, the mother, was running around the car, frantic, telling me her son was in the car and he was sick and not breathing. We unbuckled him and got him out on the ground, and I started compressions. I remember all I kept thinking was, oh my goodness, I hope this works. Next thing Ashton knew, the woman's son started breathing. It was a long time, says Agnes. Paul took a breath like he gasped. What a relief. And Agnes was extremely grateful and in disbelief. Who would risk her life in the midst of COVID to come help you with your child that's dying, she says. Then an ambulance arrived and took Agnes's son, Paul, to the hospital. Because Agnes was from out of town, Ashton wanted to help her get to the hospital where they were taking her son. She didn't know where she was going. I offered to drive her, but she said no, shares Ashton. I put the GPS in her phone, and I hopped back over the fence and went back to work. After Paul was released from the hospital, Agnes drove the two of them over to the Cracker Barrel to go see Ashton. And we all just cried. We just cried the whole time, Agnes shares. If it wasn't for Cracker Barrel at that location with Ashton, I wouldn't have my son. Not a day passes by that I don't think about Ashton and what happened. I mean, I would hope that someone would do that for my child, says Ashton. It's what we're supposed to do, right? What an incredible story. Ashton and Agnes embrace at the end of the video, and Agnes goes on to say that Ashton is her angel. God had Ashton in the right place at the right time, because thanks to her, Paul is still alive today.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast, and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Hey there, it's Carly Mercouli, your host of Therapy and Theology, a weekly podcast that explores popular topics and questions related to faith, feelings, and spiritual formation. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.